It's the 1st of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A local airline is the first to utilise a new technology to increase the efficiency of their aircraft. EasyJet, based in Luton, is using a new process developed by the European Space Agency and Viasat to determine the most effective routes to their many destinations. This allows for reduction flight times, resulting in the need for less fuel. The IRIS system promotes better air traffic management by using satellites for digital communication rather than radio frequencies between the pilot and air traffic controllers. EasyJet's Director of Operations and Navigations, Hugh McConnellague, said adopting IRIS technology on these aircraft will enable EasyJet to fly more directly and efficiently, thereby reducing carbon emissions. The Panacea Museum in Bedford reopens today, allowing visitors to dive into the ideas of the mysterious Panacea Society and their manicured Garden of Eden. A new exhibition entitled
Panacea,
A Cure for All Ills, explores the group's beliefs surrounding worldwide healing derived from Octavia, the organisation's leader. The premises are open Thursday to Sunday and entry is free. Operation Belleville, an aggressive push against retail crime, is being conducted by Bedfordshire's community policing team and has netted two more suspects in Bedford's town centre. Two men, linked to a number of forced entry incidents at restaurants and shops on the high street, have been arrested and issued criminal behaviour orders as a future deterrent. Mike Chand, the community policing chief inspector, said, "Our strategy to tackle the root causes around retail crime in Bedford is proving to be a huge success." A new Asian short-clawed otter pup has arrived at Woburn Safari Park. The small, 8-week-old female is part of a threatened species. Within weeks, she will be able to take in solid food and will begin swimming soon. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.